PCA trade. So 2021, Barry Duplessis here with the team Cigar Coop. So excited to be where we all love to be, in the embrace of Mr. Warmth, Hector Alfonso Espinosa Cigars. Hector, how you doing?
It's so pleasure, such a pleasure to embrace you. I mean, just thanks for coming, guys. We appreciate it. Good show so far. Glad to be here. Could it be any hotter?
I don't know. I haven't checked in with hell lately, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably on par with that.
This is awful. The heat is awful, but man, it's a beautiful 75 in here. So if it stays 75 in here the rest of the week, I'm great. So Bear, welcome to our booth.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the things that Espinosa has been on a lot. First of all, the last 24 months have been an up and down roller coaster for everybody. Yes.
Everybody in the industry, sure.
But in true Espinosa fashion, no one has engaged with their audience, with their consumers, better than Heckle & Jekyll and the whole Espinosa crew. You guys have really, really set yourselves apart, maintaining those relationships and even building upon it.
I tell you, from the beginning, we knew when the pandemic hit and, you know, everybody was really scrambling to see what they could do. We really addressed it. We got online, we were doing Zooms and we were doing podcasts and anything to stay engaged with our people, and it's worked out for us. I mean, look, towards the end of the year, we were able to do a virtual Arizona Palooza, which worked out really well. And, you know, everything that we wanted to release last year, we had to wait till this year. But hey, we're happy to be here. I think we're one of many companies that have been caught up in the successful boom that's going on, and we're just riding the wave, man. So it's really great to be here.
One of the things we can't, before we get into all, you know, the greatness that you guys are releasing and everything, we have to also tip our cap to the wonderful support that you continue to give to the industry. Eric Espinosa, you all being a platinum title sponsor this year's PCA, it's so great seeing everyone give back to the industry, and we can't thank you enough.
Listen, the opportunity came with the vacancy of the Big Four and then several other companies not coming for business reasons, which are understandable and we respect them. This is an opportunity for us to kind of step up our game a little bit, get our cigar in the hands of people who might not have smoked our cigar, might not have heard of us, or have heard of us in passing. Look, we've gotten the feedback from yesterday's party has been great. The feedback on 601 Black has been great. So, you know, the timing has been really good. We're very happy.
So that's a great place to start. Let's start with the return of 601 Black. Tell us a little bit about the history and why you guys decided to bring it back this summer.
All right, 601 Black's predicate cigar is 2006, if I'm not mistaken. It's one of Eric's first blends. It was one of the first Connecticuts that had a lot of oomph to it. And while it kind of did very well at the beginning, it tailed off a little bit, I think, probably more to the evolution of Blue, of 601 Blue, who really took off. And they kind of put on the back burner. But that's EO Brands. That was a long time ago. So last year, during the pandemic, thinking, what can we do different? What can we do new for the guys who are following us and supporting us? We kind of launched the Touch Balloon. We kind of made that a part of the package for guys who wanted to be a part of the Zona Palooza, and the feedback was great. So what we did was, we're going to release it every year because it's a predicate. Why not release it every year? And we're going to keep it in the sizes that were predicate before. This year we went with a Toro, a 6x50. Next year maybe we'll do a Robusto or a Church. Who knows? But 6x50, Ecuadorian Connecticut, Nicaraguan filler. It's I would tell you, when we first came out 15 years ago or whatever, it was very oomphy. Now it's in par with a lot of the stronger Connecticuts. I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy with it. The feedback has been great.
What I love about it in particular is it still has that what I call that quintessential Lozona signature.
Sure.
And then speaking of signatures, we definitely have to talk about the brand that has been a foundation of greatness for you, which is the Naranja. You guys are building upon that foundation with the Azulejo.
Azulejo, very good. All right, to keep it, you know, we wanted to keep the whole Brazilian thing going, the whole theme. So what we did was, the pandemic has made tobacco very scarce, and guys are behind. We wanted to go with another Brazilian wrapper. We're going to think about doing our Piraca. But at the moment we decided to go with the idea, it wasn't ready. So what we did was we went with an Arapiraca binder, Brazilian Arapiraca binder, and we put a nice dark Sumatra on it. Nicaraguan, the blend is not the same as Oscuro, it's a different blend, but it falls in that same ballpark. It's still got that really good Espinosa bite, nice and full. I think it's going to do well. And we're kind of catering, we've been getting a lot of requests for a bigger ring gauge. You know, 60s, the 60s ring guys have been asking, where are the cigars for them? So this is the first one of the Rondas to come in a 60 ring. I'm telling you, the cigar is going to do very well.
We're all looking forward to trying it. If it's anything like the previous two iterations, we know that it's going to be absolute greatness. But speaking on building upon the story, once again, another year has come. That means
another warhead.
Another warhead.
Listen, the warhead was our first limited release. It was to get it done wasn't easy because we had to kind of pull teeth because you know the limited world, you know, it's a rabbit hole, you know. But we finally got him to agree to do it. So the first year was 1,000 boxes. The second year was 1,000 boxes. Then we noticed when we did that Lancero warhead, we had to make 3,000 boxes. Then the short Churchill came out, and then a Toro came out. And now we were doing 3,000 to 4,000. So then last year, Eric threw me a curveball. He wanted to do the Figurado. Did the Figurado. Ended up selling 6,000 boxes. So listen, I wanted to go back to basics. I love the Churchill size. I'm a huge Churchill fan. 7x50, box press. You know, it's 2 hours, but it's 2 hours of fun. 2 hours of greatness, you know? So Anthony really outdid himself with the artwork. If you can look around the other side, the box has got a really nice blue hue with the yellow. And of course, the Flying Tiger thing, you know, the whole aircraft nose painting thing that we've been using for years.
Absolutely. You know, again, we talked about your engagement when we first started this interview, Hector. And one of the things that you have done that through is through your partnerships with great media. We have a great friendship and relationship, Cigar Coop, and of course our friends over at Cigar Dojo.
Absolutely.
Done a number of limiteds with him, including the very first one, Sarsaparilla, which now returns.
Now Sarsaparilla is back. We first launched it in 2014 for the Dojo and some 10 packs. It sold very quickly. They wanted to do another iteration, I think a year or two later, so we did a Toro. But and it's practically the same blend, different size. But they was clamoring for that Bellicoso. So, you know, after they launched one with Drew Estate about a year ago, and on the heels of that, they came to us and said, hey, let's do this. And here we are, we're in the business of making cigars. So 5.5x52 in a Bellicoso, the bottom of the shelf, but in the top of our hearts, you know, because we do have, I like to say that we have a very special relationship with media. All the media guys are our friends. And whether we're talking cigars or we're talking baseball, about my first place Mets and your first place Red Sox. You know, it's All right, so I broke the third wall, right? Did I break the fourth wall?
It's okay.
That's all right. So, and beat the Phillies' ass again tonight if you can.
I'm going to do everything in my power.
So, you know, it's a chance to, you know, look, we're about making cigars. We want our cigars in people's hands. We like the buzz. And we enjoy where we've come. We enjoy where we're at, and we really have enjoyed the trip. It's been a nice long road, and I can't be prouder of us and our team and what Eric's let us do and where we are now. Listen, to get where we are now, it wasn't easy. We took a lot of risk, really ballsy with some of the things we did, which is going to lead you on to this next thing that, you know, that I'm sure you want to talk about.
Yes, you talk about risks, and you talk about the Espinosa family, and it really is an extended family. But of course, at the heart of it is Eric Espinosa himself, and the great relationship he has with his son, Eric Jr. And this was a project that was spearheaded by him that he wanted to honor his father and his father's father and his father's father's father.
Sure.
Going back to the original six provinces of Cuba, the Las Seis Provincias project. And this is, now this is just the third, and it's been out for 4 years, but this is the third iteration.
Last year we said, this is a project that you have to be in Nicaragua to do. As many projects that we've done via Zoom, and via phone calls, this one you had to be in Nicaragua. You had to get the box right. You had to get all the little particulars correct.
So we got the Las Villas.
Las Villas. Listen, this is not only, you know, this started off with an idea, a dream. Junior wanted, you know, he thought of the swing box, and you know, and next thing you know, there's a story behind it, and then there's a write up, and then there's a cigar, and then you know, then that led to the Havana, which was the first one, the LHP, then Matanzas, which was the second one, and here we are with the third one. This is a tribute, not just to, you know, it's not just a tribute to his father, his grandparents. You know, our company is Cuban American. It's a tribute to all of our grandparents and all of our parents. And what they went through to be able to get here and get to this country and, you know, make new lives for themselves and their children. So La Villa is a, you know, it's a fantastic cigar. And I know I can say it about all of them, but a lot of work went into this blend. You know, we're using a nice hybrid wrapper from AJ. We're making it at AJ. And you know, 5.5x54. The presentation is just—it's the tits, as they say. It's just a great.
I love the coffins.
No, the coffins are fantastic. You know, it's just a very you know, something we're very proud of. It was Junior's concept, and we took it from there, but it was, you know, a whole team effort on this, and we're very happy with where we are with this car. And I know it's going to be, I'm looking forward to next year already.
Three down, three more provinces to go.
That's right.
The tribute continues.
Maybe three. You never know. Oh, shit. Did I tease something out? Sorry. You can. I know he doesn't do teasing. I'm sorry.
Well, Hector, before we go, one last tip of the cap.
Yes, sir.
For an incredible career.
Oh, thank you.
Serving the community of Miami. Thank you for all your years of service, serving as a police officer. Thank you for everything you do for Espinosa Cigars and everything you do for us.
Thank you.
Mr. Warrant himself, Hector Alfonso, Espinosa Cigars. We'll see you next.